You're listening to SBS News.
Foi a cara de poder.
Why do you defend him? Mothers of the boy slaughtered in the Srebrenica massacre cry, confronting the lawyer who represented the man responsible. Once a politician, forever a convicted war criminal. 73-year-old Radovan Karadzic has been ordered to spend the rest of his life in prison for the worst atrocity in Europe since World War II. In 2016, Karadzic was found guilty of genocide and war crimes by a UN tribunal in The Hague and given a 40-year prison sentence. The prosecution claimed that in July 1995, more than 7,000 Bosnian Muslim boys and men were killed in what became known as the Srebrenica massacre. In addition to the killings, more than 20,000 civilians were expelled from the area, a process now known as ethnic cleansing.
In grounds 36 and 37.
In Wednesday's tribunal, presiding judge Van Johnson rejected his appeal, instead increasing the sentence to life.
The appeals chamber is in agreement with the prosecution's position and considers that the 40-year sentence inadequately reflects the extraordinary gravity of Karadzic's crimes, as well as his central and instrumental participation in four joint criminal enterprises.
Karadzic had said his conviction was based on rumours. He launched the appeal last year, telling judges that the expulsion of Muslims and Croats in the 1990s had been myths. His lawyer Peter Robinson says Karadzic was prepared for the verdict.
He feels that the appeals chamber whitewashed an unfair trial and unjust verdict. He is pledging to fight and continuing to fight on the judgment that was issued today. He asks his supporters to refrain from any violence in the wake of this decision. And he says that if the cost of a free Republika Srpska was that he would lose his freedom, he's prepared to bear that cost.
Among the relatives of victims and journalists following him out of the courthouse, this relieved mother.
Last time when you defended him, when he was given 40 years, I got angry. Now I am satisfied. The reason for this is that this is for the future of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnia and Herzegovina will get an opportunity from this to have a future. When criminals are punished, when they all confess to their criminals, only then the good people can be together, and you should be happy that this sentence has been converted.
Chief Prosecutor Serge Bremetz said the ruling was a clear message to his supporters.
Others will continue saying that he is a hero, as we have seen very often in the past. Well, today it is formal. He is a war criminal and the opposite of a hero. He has been convicted for the gravest crimes which are out there. He has been convicted for murder, for extermination, for genocide. I think this decision sets the record clear in this regard.
The conviction was screened across the country. Survivors erupted into applause. On the streets, reactions are mixed.
In my opinion, he should have received a shorter sentence rather than to be freed. He led the Serb people, he saved the Serb people, and he did a lot for the Serb people. I'm grateful to him. I too defended the Serb-dominated statelet led by Karadzic. I was in the war.
I feel sorry for the honest man who should be free. Now that he got a life sentence, he should be allowed to live with his family.
Senior policy advisor Dion van der Burg says the rest of the world should take note so this never happens again.
On a day like this, we should also question, why did it take 20 years? What would have been the impact if it would have been possible 4 or 5 years after the end of the war, after Dayton? You know, 20 years. Are we going to wait for 20 years for Syria, for Yemen, for other places? We should really be more committed as an international community to try and bring justice to the victims way sooner than after 20 years.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.